and recently finishing CPA in 5 months. I'm so proud of you, Nana. You even won ACCA award and the CPA. You passed all of them at a first try, which is amazing, right? How has the journey been? Have you always been this determined? What really keeps you focused? How are you able to achieve all these things that you set your mind to achieve? Nana, I'm so excited to have you on today's podcast. I'm really honored because I know what time of the season it is for you. In fact, for us, right?
Yeah.
So having you here is so amazing. And you don't look it. You don't look like you're in the busy season. You are glowing.
No, I don't have to look like what I'm going through. No.
I mean, before we even start the whole conversation, I just wanted to know, how are you managing everything?
I just live in the moment. So when I'm working, I'm working. And when I'm with family, I'm with family, you know. It really helps. So intentionally, it's not something that comes easily, but it's something that I'm being intentional about.
Yeah. So that you don't burn out, right?
No, and I mean your well-being is very important. So having those that mindset of having time for yourself and relaxing, even if it's rest for 5 minutes, pacing up and down while you're working, it's really helpful.
Yeah.
Or calling a family member or a friend when you think that, you know.
A family member or a friend. Yes,
or a loved one.
I was waiting for that. Thank you, Nana. I'm super excited, you know, when I see women who are very ambitious in achieving their goals, who are very determined. And thinking about ambitious women, you are one person that really comes to mind. And that's why I feel honored that today you are here, because I sometimes see people give up along the way too much, especially women. And I hope today we are able to use our, you know, your story, get to see what the journey has been like for you through all those big moments. I remember when, like, you had to take your ACCA somewhere, 2015, 2016.
Yeah.
Within a year, you were done. And after a few months or so, or a year, I've forgotten, I've lost count, but you were like, I'm going to take another degree in law. I was like, this lady, she never rests, right? And then that was for about 3 years. I mean, it was super amazing how I saw you very determined on that path, and you got it done. And recently, finishing CPA in 5 months. I'm so proud of you, Nana. How has it been? Like, how has the journey been? Have you always been this determined? What really keeps you focused? How are you able to achieve all these things that you set your mind to achieve?
So if you ask me how, breaking it down becomes difficult, but I know that I like to get things done. So if I have something ahead or a goal I want to achieve, I don't stop till I achieve it. And I always want to achieve them at the shortest possible time so that I can have other things. Like, I'm a fun-loving person.
I know.
And so I really like to have fun.
Yeah.
So I always make sure that anything that takes my time and prevents me from having fun, I finish it. Like, I nail it as soon as I can so that I can go back to my fun, because most of these studies are extra. Like, I'll be working full-time apart from my accounting course degree that I had that I was in school.
You were a student. I forgot to add that ACCA you were working full-time, the law you were working full-time, CPA you were working full-time, in another country. I mean,
exactly. So because it takes my weekends, it reduces the time, like my social time. So I always want to finish them early.
Okay.
And you see, when you are motivated like that, every time you have to have like a driving force.
Okay.
And for me, my is having time for family, friends, and having time to relax and have fun. Because Monday to Friday, you work, 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 work. Saturday, Sunday, you want to, I mean, have time for church. You want to have time for family and have fun as well. So if anything is getting in my way, I just want to finish it. And I keep to the time.
Okay.
So during those times, I'm more disciplined in life than any other thing. Yes, yeah. I write down things. I believe in writing down your vision.
Okay.
So when you come to my study desk or my work desk, you see my post-it notes. So first, you see God. I'm a very, I'm a Christian, and I put it out there. So you see God, and I put all my goals that I want to achieve, and all my goals come with timelines. So you won't believe it. My CPA, I wrote CPA license by March 2023, and I actually wrote CPA exams by November 2022. Like, I put it on my board. Every day I see it. So when I'm feeling lazy and I'm tired and I'm not motivated to go on, as soon as I see the post, I'm like, girl, you have work to do. So yeah, those like having a vision, putting a timeline to it. And I try to be realistic with my visions too. Because, I mean, you're human.
Yeah.
I can't tell myself I'll finish CPA in a month.
Yeah.
Okay. And ACC, I didn't finish in a year. Actually, I started from school when I was doing my degree.
Okay.
And so I'll say roughly I used about three years.
Okay.
But I paced all in. When I was in school, like, there was nothing at stake. But it was when I finished and I realized that, no, it would take too much of my time because now I don't have too much time. So I try to be realistic with my goals. So I write it down. I'm quite specific about it. I try to be realistic and I set times to it. That's what I like to do.
I mean, seeing when we were writing CPA together, seeing how motivated, like I see how, you know, weekends you spend hours. I was like, girl, I need to also, you know,
but kudos to you too. I have to put it out there, like, you're a mother and you were a wife by that time too, so taking care of family and finishing CPA, that's also laudable. We all have different circumstances, and I think that in life there are so many excuses that you can give.
Exactly.
But if you're determined, you try not to see your excuses.
Exactly.
So yes, I mean, I could have relaxed and said, okay, I'm new in America, you know, I'm in New York City, Big Apple, City of Lights. Let me chill because I like to chill, girl. But I mean, I thought that, there are a million excuses I could give. I'm on a new job. Let me get to learn my environment, learn the job, learn the industry. But no. I was determined to just do it, and I did it. And sometimes you have to take a chance on yourself, you know. And sometimes you fail. I wouldn't say that I'm always successful whatever I do, but you fail. But failing is another way of learning. How not to do it.
Or
how to even do it better. You know. So, not being too hard on myself and taking like risk. I take risk. I remember one of my papers the day before I had. I did the pre-test and I had 36%. Pass mark is 75%, putting in perspective. And I said, you know what? I'm still going to write anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the, it's a 50-50 chance.
That can happen, right?
You fail or you pass. So in life, it's just 50-50, you know?
Yeah.
The 50% probability is like big, you know?
Yeah.
But we always want to win in life, so
that's fantastic. Like the excuses you talk about, right? Because I get people ask me, how did you do it? And I think it's the first thing that comes to my mind. I didn't give excuses, because like you said, I would have had a lot, 1,001 excuses. Like new industry, working in a new industry,
new country,
having a time 2 year old, being a wife, and having a lot going on, right? I could have had to give excuses, and being determined, right? Like you said, being determined, having the goal. And I was, I mean, you were motivating me a lot. Like you say, okay, I'll write it at this time. So I was, you know, following your lead, and you got it done in 5 months. I got it done in 6 months. I think everything is possible.
Yes. And that's a good point you made there, because sometimes you need a buddy, like somebody to watch your back.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you're doing something, you don't know how wrong you're doing certain things. So someone should be someone tell you that, you know, these things you're doing, you could do it better.
Like an accountability partner,
exactly.
Right?
Mm. So that's what you were to me, because sometimes I would run certain things with you and say, what do you think about this? Or this is how I'm studying it and I'm not getting it. Do you get it? Or do you have any mnemonic? You know, those things.
You have thousands of mnemonics.
Yes, please, I do. So that's what I like to do and get in every aspect of my life. I like to get somebody that I'm accountable to. It really helps.
But how has it been settling in New York City as a whole, like new country? How was it for you?
I mean, it's been exciting. I like change. All of change is not comfortable. I like change sometimes. You have to get new perspective. Like, I have learned a lot since I came here. I mean, human beings are different but the same. That's what I keep saying. Like, we are all different. We all have different mindsets, but at the end of the day, if you sit with people and talk to them, you're like, oh, like, you know, at the end of the day, the base, we all want love, we all want peace, we all want joy. Like, you know, we all want good company. So one thing I know about New York City is they are great and amazing people here. And there are all sorts of people here and diverse cultures. I work in a very diverse team. And one thing I like about it is people share their cultural experiences and like, oh, I mean, it's not too different from where I come from. It's just dished out in a different way. So, it just makes me realize that innately we are all the same, no matter your background. It's a melting point. And no matter who you are, everything is in the mind. We are all great in our own like bodies. We are all great in all our thinking. Diversity is beautiful. And that's what New York brings. I think that is what makes you New York City, New York City. Because it's a very diverse city.
You got it.
A wonderful melting point here. So
Nana, what has been generally the challenges you face in all your endeavors? I forgot to mention you even won ACCA award and the CPA. You passed all of them at a first try, which is amazing, right? What challenges have you faced in your education, in your career, in your family? What are some of the challenges and how did you overcome them?
Okay, so I'm not putting my age out there, but every company in which I find myself in, whether in class, growing up in school, like going through school, whether at my workplace, in my teams, I usually find myself as like the youngest. And you know this mentality that usually, I mean, you're too young, you know. So I have a lot of doubters around me. But throughout the ages, that has fueled. Thank God for my height, though.
Overcome it.
So yes, when people get to know your age, that you're young, they tend to look down on you. No matter like sometimes the inputs you bring, or what you put on board, as soon as they get to know your age, not really here in New York City, but or in America, but I mean back home, you're a child, you know. So that mentality is there. So I've always had doubters and people challenging me that, you know, she can't make it and those things. But honestly, those things have fooled me. If you challenge me, the truth is that you beat my ego to prove you wrong. So that's what it has been. So yes, throughout school. And funny enough, every time or wherever I find myself, I become a leader. So though young, I'm leading older folks, and they get to know your age, and like, oh, this small girl. I mean, what does she mean? So, I always had that issue, but I mean, what helped me is developing your soft skills, and I mean, proving people wrong.
I would.
That's why. Like, I think that's one of the reasons why I really work hard. Well, I'll go back to the Bible. The Bible, God told, is it Timothy?
Paul told Timothy.
Don't look at your age. I mean, don't look at the fact that you're young.
People despise you, yeah.
Yeah, because wisdom does not come with age.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think so.
Mm.
Yeah, wisdom does not come with age.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a muscle that comes by exercising the knowledge you have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I take risk. I have a lot of doubters around me, like throughout, but through the journey, those doubts have fueled me to prove them wrong.
Mm.
So like it bites up my ego. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to prove you wrong then. Yeah. So that's been
That's a fuel for you to keep moving at a top speed.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a good thing. It's not like you are living to please anybody, but you are proving yourself. You are proving your worth. You are proving your value, which is amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you see the world, and what is the impact you're looking at making in the world someday to come?
Okay, the impacts, I think I see, I don't think that we have to wait to make an impact in the world. The little things, you know. I always like to create change wherever I am.
Mm.
So the little thank yous.
Okay.
The little pats at the back.
Mm.
Saying nice words to people.
Yeah.
I think currently, we are in a world that people need a lot of love.
Yeah.
So even on my teams, when I'm getting down on an elevator, when I meet people, I know it's not so common here to see people and say hi to them, you know.
Yeah.
But like people need that. That sense of humanness, that sense of care. And even in my work, I hold a duty of care to the people that have, I mean, contracted us to also work.
Yeah.
So when you see it like that, in that perspective, that you owe a duty of care to your neighbor, you have to like show concern about people's well-being, etc. It shows in your work. Like whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord, right?
Yeah.
So whatever you do, whether you're saying hi to somebody, you meet somebody, it doesn't matter. The person's background, whether that person looks rich or poor, you just have to, you know. So that little things, there's the little things that make people feel good. So that's it. That I think the world needs a lot of that now. We are becoming more individualistic. I mean, it's just me and my world, but trust me, we all need somebody. And in my place of work as well, we've got also the culture in America is to just work, you know, sometimes. But your family needs you.
Yeah.
Your friends need you sometimes. So that creating that balance that I'll have time for family as well.
Yeah.
And I'll have time for work, you know. So creating that balance. And in terms of impact, wherever I find myself, like... I'm a change butterfly. I'm a change. I'm always changing things.
Yeah.
I have crazy ideas. I remember one of my, when I was finishing university, people, so we did this thing where people will say what they think about you, good and bad. And one of the comments that I got that has stayed with me is like, she's an ideas machine. Like I always have an ideas and I'm not afraid to experiment with my ideas. So I always want to create change, because whatever you see now in the world started with an idea. So I don't know whether you're expecting me to say like one big impact that I think I'm going to make in the world, but I think that the little things. But I mean, don't be surprised. I always like to experiment things, so but every time the motive. Just making people feel belonging now, and just working hard as well and making lives better no matter where you find yourself.
You're amazing, Nana. You are thank super you. Inspirational.
You are also amazing, Grace. No lies about it. And what you're doing is very good. And people need to know more of these. People need to know that there's so much in them that they need to just explore. It just takes a decision and a change of mindset to say, I can. One of my favorite songs, I tell people that like one of my favorite songs was not sung by a gospel musician. Yeah, it was Nas. He's a rapper. I know I can be what I want to be.
Oh yeah,
if I work hard at it, I'll be. Yeah. Yes, like you can. Everybody can. Yeah, you can. You can be.
Yeah.
Like, you too can be. And I think when I was growing up to, there's this movie, Sisters Art. It was about some nuns and, you know, but there's one song that is, if you want to be somebody, if you want to go someplace, wake up and pay attention. So sometimes like pay attention to your environment and know that you can, no matter what you've been through in life, everybody has a story, but your story is unique.
Your story is unique.
So own your story, no matter the setbacks you've had so far. That's what makes your story even more extraordinary.
Yeah.
If I stand somewhere and say, oh, I had a rosy start, you know, everything was just fine.
Yeah.
I pass. Everybody laughs me. My work goes on well. It becomes a boring story.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if people know what you have passed through, and despite that, you change your mindset that I am going to make a change. I'm going to make an impact. I'm not going to make my story define me.
Yeah.
I am going to define my story.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the story.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make the story make me.
Yeah.
You're going to, that like, there's so much you can impact into the world. So no matter what you're going through, yes, we all going through things in life.
All go through
yours
things.
Might be bigger than mine, but the world needs you and it needs the impact you're going to make. So thank you so much for giving, I mean, people the platform to empower people with the facts that they too can.
Yeah, you remember Peter, my favorite CPA Peter Olinto, he would say, you can and you will do it.
Yes, you can and you will do it.
Yeah.
So it's a great mindset. Write it, put it on your doorpost, put it out where you can see it every day.
Yeah.
That me too, I'm great. Me too, I can be great.
I can do it.
Exactly.
I can get there.
Exactly.
You're amazing and inspirational. You are amazing. I'm excited too. I've really enjoyed today's conversation. Exactly. I know that every lady out there listening to us has been empowered. Just set your mind on something great and you will and you can do it. If you are yet to subscribe to this channel, please do so, because we have amazing stuff. There'll be many, many more amazing stories, impact stories that can empower you in all aspects of your life. Until the next episode, is bye for now.